Hello and welcome to the Motivation Mob Podcast. I am your host, MW. Hey, Motivation Mob, MW here. You will be unsuccessful if you do this one thing. Now, of course, you want success, right? Who doesn't want success? But there are certain things that if you do, you will not have very much success, no matter how hard you try. One of those things is taking advice from the wrong people. Let me ask you a question. Between Warren Buffett and a homeless man, who would you take investing advice from? Warren Buffett, right? It's a pretty easy one, right? But why? Why would you want to take advice from Warren Buffett over a homeless man? Well, any advice that Warren Buffett may give you is something that he knows, something that he has used to create wealth. If you take investment advice from a homeless man, well, you wouldn't really think much of that advice because the man is homeless. Obviously, his advice is not something he has done in his life, or if he has done that same thing, it led to him being homeless, having no money to put a roof over his head. Understand who you want to advise you. Understand whose advice is worth taking, worth your time. It's very easy for your friends and your family to try to give you advice. Have you had this situation in your life where your parents or, I don't know, some other relative, your aunts, your uncles, one of your grandparents maybe, or maybe even one of your friends or your cousins, whoever it is, have you ever had a situation where somebody, meaning very well, somebody who wanted the best for you, somebody who had good intentions, have you had a situation where they tried to advise you on something? They tried to advise you in an area of their life, in an area of your life, where they did not have that success? Has that ever happened? Just take your time. Try to think of a single time that anybody has tried to give you advice in an area where they did not have success. The thing is, success leaves clues. And if you take advice from successful people, it's more likely to be the advice you need to hear, the advice you need to take in order to have the same success in your life. If you take advice from unsuccessful people, if you do the things that unsuccessful people do, you will become unsuccessful as a result. Let's take the homeless man, for example. Well, a homeless person, let's just say this hypothetical homeless man has a bit of a drinking problem. And his drinking problem has led to him misspending or misusing all of his money and all of his potential. If you start taking advice from somebody who doesn't know how to invest, somebody who doesn't know how to succeed in the way that you want to succeed, my friend, you're doing yourself a disservice. Now, I'm not saying that your friends, your family, that they're doing something wrong. It's not wrong what they're doing because they want to see you succeed. They genuinely want to see you succeed. But unless they have exactly what it is you want to have, unless they have succeeded in exactly the same way that you want to succeed, you should not be taking advice from them. They should not be giving you that advice. Because if you follow their advice that is not based in true experience, the experience that you want to gain, the experience that will help you become who you want to become or have what you want to have so you can do what you want to do. Be careful who you take advice from. And that includes people online as well, these fake gurus that are everywhere. I hope you're not counting me into one of those fake gurus. But these fake gurus that are everywhere, these fake experts that seem to know everything that you need to do, these fake experts who make money teaching people how to make money. If somebody's only source of income is teaching people how to make money, but you want to succeed not by teaching people how to make money, but succeed some other way. You want to make money some other way. Not by teaching people how to make money. If you take advice from somebody who only makes money by teaching others how to make money, that's the wrong person to take advice from. That's the wrong person to learn from. They're not doing what you want to do. They're not succeeding at what you want to be successful at. Let's say you want to make money online. Now, there are a lot of people who want to teach others how to make money online. And granted, they may be making money online. But how do they make their money? They make their money online by teaching people how to make money online. Be careful of those people. If you want advice on how to make money teaching people how to make money online, go to those people, learn what they're doing, learn it, and execute. But if you're not interested in learning how to make money by teaching people how to make money online, if your actual end goal is to start a Shopify store or, I don't know, start a coaching program or something else, or perhaps being an affiliate, a super affiliate, and making money through affiliate commissions. If that's what you want to do, then you have no business taking advice from somebody who makes money teaching other people how to make money. What you want to do is find somebody who is successful, who has reached the top of the game, or at least where you want to go. Somebody who has created success, exactly the same success that you want to have in the affiliate marketing world. Somebody who has created exactly the same success as an online coach. Somebody who has created exactly the same success that you want. Find that person and learn from them. Because they understand what you need to do. They understand what it takes. They have real knowledge that can help you. They have real strategies that they learned. And if you learn those strategies and you use them, if you learn what to do, what specifically to do, what specific things will give you specific results, and you take those specific actions, you will get those results. Let me ask you another question. If you want to lose 20 pounds, would you take weight loss advice from somebody who has tried to lose weight 100 times and failed 100 times? Or would you take advice from somebody who has lost a lot of weight and kept it off long term? The actual result you want is losing the weight long term and keeping it off, right? So learn from the person who actually got what you want done, who got the result that you want. Be careful who you take advice from.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.